This is Space Kate, and I'm here in Pontefract, of all places, to meet somebody who's walked on the moon. Sitting in front of me is Charlie Duke from Apollo 16, 10th man to walk on the moon. And there was a story that you were telling us earlier that I hadn't heard before about the problem with microgravity, is that you tend to lose things. They float away and they disappear.
Yeah.
And the story of the wedding ring, can you just tell that?
T.K. Mattingly, who was our command module pilot, on the second day, he had taken off his wedding ring, watches and stuff, and stripped down just to sponge off with a towel. Well, after he was finished, he started getting dressed, and everything was in this pouch, clothes and everything, and stepped his wedding ring, and it had somehow floated out of this little pouch. And it was in here somewhere, but we couldn't find it. And so we looked, and 3 days later, we arrived at, 2 days later, we arrived at the moon. Then we landed on the moon. We came back 3 days later, rendezvoused, and he's still looking for this ring. That's eighth day of the mission. And so on the ninth day of the mission, we were on our way home, and so we had a spacewalk. So we opened a hatch, and he got out, and I got out, and we were outside for, I was outside for 45 minutes or so. I get back inside, back down into the lower part of the spacecraft, and the hatch is still open, and I'm looking out at him, now 10 feet away on a biological experiment with his back to me. And I look over, and there's this glint as this little gold redding wing is floating out the door. There was some residual gases pushing it out. So I reached for it and tried to grab it, but I missed it. And so it floated out the door. I said, well, lost in space was my thought. And he was so busy in this experiment, I didn't mention anything to him. And it slowly floated out, took about 3 minutes, and it ended up hitting him on the back of the head. Now, round helmet and round ring, the possibility of coming back is almost zero. But that's what happened. It took a 180-degree bounce and started back down towards the hatch. It took about 3 minutes or so, and it floated back in into the hatch, into the spacecraft, right in front of my face, and I grabbed it, saved his wedding ring.